Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, me again, Ishan Akbar, and welcome to 929, a new podcast from Fiverr.com. So here's the deal. I'll be speaking to a different guest each episode. As experts in their respective industries, they've agreed to give you one key piece of advice on how to grow your business. All you have to do is give them 9 minutes and 29 seconds of your time in return. What a steal. Today, you'll hear from Rankin and a pesky pheasant.
That's the pheasant outside, sorry about that.
A fashion photographer and entrepreneur, Rankin is the archetype of a creative businessman. He co-founded the iconic magazine Dazed and Confused, has photographed all manner of celebrities from Kate Moss to the Queen, and now runs his own self-titled film and photography company. With so much under his belt, Rankin is a master of staying focused, so I wanted to find out how he does it, and how you at home can do the same. But before we begin, Rankin would like to say something.
Just a warning, my dogs might start barking if anything gets delivered, or if anybody walks past, they might bark.
All animal disturbances accounted for. Let's get on with the show. Right, so I'm sat in my home studio recording room, which is actually my living room, but don't tell anyone. And I'm joined today by Rankin, who is, I'm reliably informed, sat in his kitchen. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, I'm in my kitchen having we're actually on a 4-day week now, so this is one of my days off.
Oh, nice. Well, we're glad to have caught you on one of your days off. Now, look, the lesson today is all about keeping focused and keeping your eye on the prize. Do you have any tips for how to deal with that, or are you just naturally a bit of a legend in that regard?
I don't think I'm a legend. I know, I love that.
Sign off your emails like that going forward. See if anyone notices.
Yeah, I think the main one is to not put anything into a kind of metaphorical cupboard and leave it. Procrastination is your enemy. You have to make sure you predict the kind of things that you have to do daily and make sure that you put the time aside to do them and be very disciplined about that.
Right. You seem very disciplined, but you must have made some mistakes in your career. Can you tell me about how making those mistakes might have enabled you to stay focused?
There's many mistakes that I could give you, but one of the best ones, the thing I've learned from it, I'm going to tell you the thing I've learned from it first, because it's kind of funny. The thing I've learned from it is if a mistake works for you, grab it and run with it as fast as you can.
Interesting.
Sometimes you'll be photographing somebody, and in this situation, it was the Queen, and the sync lead fell out of my camera, and she laughed. And all I'd wanted her to do was laugh.
Right.
Because I knew that she had a really great sense of humor, and I just didn't know how to get that. And I got the picture. And I think every time I've taken a photograph, something goes wrong, and it's like, what you've got to learn to jump into that gap and run with it as fast as you can. I think that's the basis of everything to do with business is problem solving.
How are you able to balance staying focused on what it is that you want to do and achieve whilst also taking the risks and being as fearless as you are? Because you're synonymous with that.
I've been able to accept the idea of taking money for being creative, which I think was tough, and it is tough for a lot of people. They find that relationship quite difficult because they're doing something they love and they feel a bit strange about it. And I remember being on a job. It was one of my first jobs, being a marketing photographer, doing an advertising campaign. And I basically did exactly what they asked me to do. And it was so bad, the result. And I asked a few people, what am I doing this for? And so many people came back to me and said, you're being paid for your opinion, not just for your ability to take a photograph.
Right, yeah.
And I think that was a big moment for me, because I suddenly realized that actually what I love is that pushing the boundaries, and that's the risk-taking element. And I kind of feel it's my job to do that, because that's what people are paying for. They're not paying for me to just do as I'm told.
You, I guess, probably more than most, realise the kind of sacrifices that you have to make when not just setting up the business, but growing it. What kind of sacrifices have you had to make? And do you think that that's important towards enabling you to stay focused on the prize?
100%. I think anybody going into business has to really understand that they're going to be sacrificing a lot. Time is one of the biggest things that you have to focus on. So many elements, especially in the first few years, because it just takes up so much time. And consequently, you know, my relationships between sort of the early 90s to probably 2007 2008, you know, I'd love to go back and apologize to everybody that I was in a relationship with, because I was a bit of a dick quite a lot of the time, mainly because I was really focusing on my career, my life, my business, and really wanted to be successful and really wanted it to work. And therefore that took up all of my time, but also my mind. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, you're always thinking about it. I doubt people who really want to be successful have had easy rides with their personal lives. But I do know personally, when I stopped being like that, my personal life got better. And I think I became a better entrepreneur or a better business person because of it.
So you talked about the multidisciplinary thing, and you're right. You know, people have to be, there have to be so many things at one time. At a time like this, when everybody's having to kind of work remotely and the way we do business has changed significantly at the moment, how is it possible to stay focused when you're at home and you've got your lovely dogs, you've got a pheasant outside, you've got kids, whatever? How do you stay focused in this kind of situation that we find ourselves in now?
Well, my main way of staying focused is to break my day down into certain things and make sure that I've got the tasks that I have to do for that day, stuff like that. And I know it's really hard to kind of, especially when you've been bombarded with tweets and you put something up on Instagram and you're like thinking, what's going on with it? But I do think you have to make sure you turn those things off and you don't just dive into the scroll, and making sure that you're looking not just at Instagram posts, but looking at other sources of kind of inspiration. So I'll definitely make sure I do some reading, and reading also outside of my category. So yeah, I'll read things that are really philosophical, because I find that those types of things, it's like going to a gallery, which is obviously difficult at the moment, but if you're reading stuff all the time that questions you and the way that you do things, it really helps you.
Yeah.
One of the other things I do, and this is a real tip for people actually, is don't read emails after sort of 7 or 7:30, because they can spoil your evening.
Yeah.
So easily. Like if I'd read an email last night that I read this morning, I would have, you know, probably not slept. So things like that, having that discipline to just turn yourself off, or, you know, turn off whatever you're doing to do certain things.
Right. So in terms of what I've learned from this lesson about how you stay focused and keep your eyes on the prize, from what you've told me, Rankin, is don't have any personal relationships and sign off all your emails with the legend.
Yeah, that's going to work for you, mate. I don't think it'll work for anyone else. No, keep your eye on the prize. And really, you know, for me, I think the most important thing is to know what you want, know what you want out of it all.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Rankin. It's been great. A huge thanks to Rankin for his time, and to you for yours. 929 is a Fiverr podcast. Have a skills gap that prevents you from succeeding? Take a look at Fiverr's e-learning platform, Fiverr Learn, packed full of online courses led by world-class experts. Grab 30% off your first online course exclusive to podcast listeners. Just use the code 929, that's the letters, not the numbers, which is valid until the end of 2020. For more info, visit learn.fiverr.com. And don't forget to hit like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. But for now, I'm off to go and read a book. So time's up.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.